are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just playing right, just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state that we are sitting in right this very second. It's the most beautiful state, Alabama, y'all. This show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. All right, we're gonna do this today because I think I mentioned earlier in the show, we love Thanksgiving with our families too. So I have given the Right Side staff the Thursday and Friday off. I'm just such a softy. I've gotten so soft. like what happened? Well, you used to be a tough guy, Phil. Anyway, we're going to have time with our families too. So tomorrow and Friday, we'll be playing what's known as a best of compilation. He's going to be repeating some prior shows for you guys, give JP and the rest of the staff time off with family. In the meantime, that means we got to do JP on sports today. So hit me some sound effect. JP on sports. All right, you know how we do this, you guys. So JP is a whiz guru. He's a savant when it comes to sports, and he has his own show on Saturday mornings called Off the Bench on the Ump out of Huntsville, and 9 to 11, and does sports with Kelsey, and they do a great job. But we get a prelude to some of that, and we do it in two segments here on Right Side. We got the first segment is called the three and out.
Three and out, yep.
And the second segment after the break is called the 2 minute warnings, where you have 2 minutes for each topic.
Mm-hmm.
All right, brother, three and out. Lay it on us. What do you got?
Well, I don't know if you heard, but there's a big game in the state this weekend.
I've heard that.
Of Alabama and Auburn in the Iron Bowl. For Alabama fans. When Alabama controlled their own destiny last week, they were hoping that this would be the game that gets them in the SEC championship. But Alabama dropped the game to Oklahoma, so they need some help. But still, the Iron Bowl obviously is a must-win for Alabama every year. But then on the flip side, Auburn, they are now bowl eligible if they win the Iron Bowl. So ooh. with the season, I know, with the season Auburn has had and all the fans and disarray and upset, they pull off a win in Bryant Denny, then they're 6-6 going to the going to a bowl game. So,
War Eagle, hey,
I wonder who you're going for this weekend. but yeah, it's obviously a massive rivalry game. But I have to say, as an Alabama fan, it worries me that Auburn has something to play for, and Alabama may be coming in a bit.
Bit beat up.
Beat up with the tail between their legs and needing some help to still get in the college football playoffs. So we'll see. It appears momentum may be on Auburn's side, but this game will be at Bryant Denny and not in the haunted Jordan-Hare, according to Nick Saban. So there's that, too. So the last time Auburn won in Bryant Denny was 2010, so it's been 14 years.
What's the injury report? Do we have any key players that are out right now on either team? Do you know?
So Alabama lost their defensive captain, Deontay Lawson's out for the year. He tore his ACL, I believe, in the Oklahoma game. So that's a big piece missing for Alabama's defense. Auburn, I don't think off the top of my head any major injuries. So Alabama's main injury will be Deontay Lawson, who's out. So a big piece missing from the defense. But nonetheless, they still have other athletes to step up. But it hurts to have your leader and captain on the defense go down. But we'll see how they fix that.
All right, before we leave that topic, though, because it's like the majority of our audience is going Auburn, Alabama. But what does Auburn have to do to win? What does Bama have to do to win? What do you see as the thing that has to happen for it to come together for either side?
Well, obviously, teams have shown how to beat Alabama's defense, because you see what Vanderbilt did is the exact same thing that Oklahoma did in the game of mobile quarterback, getting guys out in space. Alabama has had a really hard time containing guys. And Tennessee, you know, in that game that they won, I attribute that more to Alabama's bad offense than defense. But I would say Auburn offensively needs to somehow exploit Alabama's defense in the same manner that Oklahoma did. Peyton Thorne's not the most mobile of quarterbacks, but he's not immobile necessarily. So if they want to try to get him in space and have some options and you know, try to get outside of Alabama's edges, which have been very weak. I think that's the key for Auburn. And for Alabama, you got to figure out a way to have Jalen Milroe use his legs again, because they tried it in the Oklahoma game and it did not work. And as we've seen all year, if Jalen Milroe gets held in check with his legs, then it's bad, because he struggles with reading coverages and making throws. So Alabama on the offensive side has got to figure out a way to get Jalen Milroe in space, and also Ryan Williams in space, because he's kind of been locked up the last couple of weeks as well. So I think get your big players in space, really, for both teams. I think that'll be the key.
Okay, so are you going to make a prediction?
Of course,
it's the Alabama. Iron Bowl. So,
of course, I got to pick Alabama. Yeah. over my dead body. Well, I pick Auburn.
All right. If Auburn wins, you got to bring maple bacon donuts on Monday.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Next, three and out. What do you got? What's two?
So it is rivalry weekend across of all of college football. But this is a really good one. We got Clemson going up against South Carolina at Clemson. Number 12 Clemson playing number 15 South Carolina. This is a big game for playoff implications. So Clemson's on the outside sitting or looking in right now, even though they're 12, because that every conference champion gets a bid in. Arizona State, as of now, would be, was it the Pac-2, whatever, conference champion, so they would be getting in over Clemson. So Clemson needs to win this game to have any chances of still being in the college football playoff. And then obviously South Carolina, no motivation needed to beat your rival. This is a sleeper, bitter rivalry in South Carolina, in the state of South Carolina. So these teams hate each other, you know, just as much as every other rivalry. But yeah, it will be very interesting to see if Clemson can keep their playoff chances alive, because if they lose, they're definitely out. South Carolina doesn't really have a chance to make the playoffs, but they have a chance to finish off with only 3 losses, which would be a big improvement than last year, and obviously a chance to beat your rival. That there's not much extra motivation needed. So with this game being at Clemson, I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence who I want to pick here. I'm a big South Carolina guy. I'm a big Lenore Sellers fan personally, who is their freshman quarterback. He's been a stud all year. Almost beat Alabama at Alabama. So that'll be a very, very fun game to watch.
So is Dabo past his prime?
You see that people were talking about that, but he's got this team to only 2 losses and they're making a playoff push. So it appears he's starting to adapt to the new era of college football. Even when people were calling for his head for how they played last year and then how they got dominated against Georgia to start this year, he's turned it around. And besides one other ugly loss this year, I mean, they've righted the ship. So they if they win this game and maybe have some help, they could be in the playoffs.
All right, so 2 out of 3. What's number 3 for the day?
Texas and Texas A&M is another really fun rivalry game this weekend. The battle for Texas. I don't know if that's the official name. I don't even know if it says official name, but
it needs to have an official name.
I know, right? So now this is a conference rivalry between 2 SEC teams. This game will be at Texas A&M. The winner of this game will be playing Georgia in the SEC championship. So not only is it a rivalry game with rivalry implications, but SEC championship play implications as well. Some people were talking about the scenario if Texas loses this game, how far will they drop? Because they don't really have a key win on their schedule. You know, they got dominated by Georgia at home, and then, you know, their only other key win is Vanderbilt, and that was a pretty good win at the time, but Vanderbilt has, you know, dipped a little bit, so they don't really have a marquee win. So they really need to win this game, because there's no telling how far they may drop. I don't know if they'll drop out of the playoffs completely, but they may drop a good bit if they lose to Texas A&M. But also, you know, both teams fighting to be in the SEC championship, as that's been a goal for everybody in the conference. But Texas A&M, if they win this game, they could make a push to be in the playoffs as well, because, you know, they win the SEC championship against Georgia, then they're sitting pretty good in the playoffs. So big game for playoff implications, SEC championship implications, and then on top of that, it's a bitter rivalry. So,
and it's at where College Station for
College
the Aggies.
College Station, yeah.
So 12th man's going to come in.
Oh yeah, this is a, you know, I talked about Clemson South Carolina being a really bitter rivalry. You know, the battle for the Texas teams. You know, these are the main 2 Texas teams. That obviously, in a state of Texas, where football is, you know, like a religion. This is a big time rivalry as well. And, so, you know, they talk about everything being bigger in Texas. it seems fit that this game will be played in the biggest stadium in college football with 110,000 people, you know? So, that'll be a very fun game. I'm interested in that one. I'm leaning towards the Aggies right now, though, you know, even though that they dropped that game to Auburn, you know, I may be mark that up too. They were overlooking Auburn and looking towards Texas. Did you see the interview with Mike Elko, the Texas A&M coach? And he was like, this was before the Auburn game. He was talking and he was like, you know, obviously our focus is on Texas. I mean Auburn. that clip was isolated after Texas A&M dropped that game, but. You know, even though they dropped that game to Auburn, I think they're going to have more than enough motivation to play well against Texas. So,
well, they were playing in the haunted Jordan Hare.
They were playing in the haunted Jordan Hare. You know, so there's that factor as well.
All right. So we're right on the money almost for the time here. But I got to say, so what are the other, just real quick, throw it out there. What are the other big rivalries that are out there this weekend right now?
Well, obviously, there's the game between Michigan and Ohio State.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't have that on my list because Michigan is they may not even make the playoffs this year if they lose this game. But it's still, people call that the biggest rivalry in college football because it's called the game. You know, that's all the name is.
They named it. They can't claim the status if they named it.
Yeah. But that one's obviously always a fun watch when the Buckeyes and the Wolverines go against each other.
Oregon State.
They played earlier in the season.
That's right.
I'm trying to remember off the top of my head that there's a bunch of in-state or Florida State this weekend.
Oh yeah,
as well. So it's always fun for rivalry week. I always forget that Army Navy's after conference championship, which will cause some trouble in the future, I believe. It'd be fun to have that on rivalry week, but no,
especially this season at least.
I know, right? Like that game could have caused a lot of trouble if both Army and Navy ended up undefeated in the conference championship. But now we'll get an Army Tulane AAC championship. So,
all right, there you have it, JP on Sports Round One. We call that part the three and out. So next we come back after the break, and JP on Sports continues with 2 minute warning. I actually time him. We actually have a buzzer. He's got 2 minutes per topic to get as much as he can out. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, man, I'm talking about making common sense like a superpower. Hey, by the way, we've got a text from Brian from Marshall County. He says, first of all, he said War Eagle. Then he said he's got a lock on the donuts. He'll come to the studio for that one. I told him maple bacon donuts are the official food of Right Side Radio, and he said, awesome. Tell you they come in pairs.
Oh man, you know, I really hope I don't have to. I hope I don't have to live up to that,
brother. I need some maple bacon donuts. All right, we're gonna do the next round here. Let me get to my stopwatch. All right, next round of JP on Sports. We call the 2 minute warning. This is where he's got 2 minutes. Any topic, runs the gamut of sports. I have a buzzer and a stopwatch. Ready? Go.
Well, college basketball, it's that time of the year where we're Thanksgiving weekend. We have some big-time matchups. There is the Maui tournament that Auburn was playing in, and then there's the new Players Era tournament where Alabama was playing in, where actually the winner of that tournament gets $1 million in NIL for its collective.
A million?
Yeah, and its collective. So
that's sick.
Yeah, but so Alabama played number 6 Houston last night and got the win in overtime, 85-80. And then Auburn got another win in the Maui tournament against UNC. They won 85-72. So Auburn right now is sitting at number 4 in the nation, 6-0. Alabama was number 9 at 5-1. They'll probably bump up to around the top 5 now. So this is, we keep setting up for Auburn Alabama top 5 matchup come the IBOB.
The
Iron Bowl of basketball. But Auburn plays again tonight against Colorado, I believe it is, in the Maui tournament championship, and Alabama plays Rutgers in the championship. Actually, no, I take that back. Auburn plays Memphis off the top of it. Yeah, Auburn plays Memphis tonight in the Maui championship, and Alabama will play Rutgers tonight. So you know, the out of conference schedule for both of these teams has been brutal. Auburn still has got to play Duke at Duke before they go into the SEC conference play. Alabama's got to play UNC at UNC as well. So the uphill climb for both teams is going to get even steeper. But as of right now, the state of Alabama continues to it looks like we got two of the top teams, not only in the SEC, but in the nation. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to the IBOB, it being a top five matchup. It'll
so
be fun.
IBOB's on the calendar right now, right? Do you have any idea when that is in the season?
I can look right now while I'm looking it up. But yeah, it's normally, the first game is normally in January.
Gotcha.
For both teams.
Conference play, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Conference play. So, but yeah, that'll be a fun one.
Oh, hit it. All right, the first 2 minutes, next 2 minute, reset the clock, go.
By the way, February 15th, IBOB, round one.
Okay.
So next, the end of the college football playoffs came out with their rankings earlier this week, and there was a lot of debate because Alabama, they gave them life. You know, Alabama fans watching that were saying, you're saying there's a chance.
Jeez,
there's a chance.
Vanetti.
You know, Alabama is sitting at 13 right now. They need some help. They would have to have SMU lose, and then I believe another ACC component in there. I think Clemson would also have to lose. But all of that said, they're not going to be able to do it on their own if they beat Auburn. They're going to need some help from other teams. But it starts with the Iron Bowl this weekend. But can you imagine the college football world if a three-loss Alabama somehow slipped into the back door, into the playoffs? But what's
can
funny is...
Can you imagine
is,
the right side studio if that happens? I'm
no.
just saying.
But what's funny is even Alabama haters, I don't think they would deny that if Alabama somehow sneaked into the playoffs, they're probably going to pull off a win round one because that's how Alabama is. You know, when they slip into the playoffs, you know, they're going to play their best. Now, round two may be a bit of a beat down, but nevertheless, I think round one, Alabama would probably pull off a win if they got in. But all that said, you know, like I said, there's been a lot of debate on if Alabama deserves to be even in the runnings to make the college football playoff.
Can you say it? Can you say it? Can you say it?
I predicted they would be 15th in the rankings. You know, listen, the Alabama team that played Oklahoma by no means deserves it. But the Alabama that beat Georgia, the Alabama that beat LSU, that team deserves it. So it's just finding a balance of which Alabama's going to show up. You know,
yeah.
How do you rank a team like that? So we'll see how they look against Auburn in the Iron Bowl. But, man, if they slip in, it's going to be funny, I have to say.
It's going to be funny, and I guarantee you if it was an Auburn team, they could be undefeated and not get there. And there you go. All right, 2 minutes, reset the clock, go.
Well, I got to talk about this because Iron Bowl week, it's always going to be, you know, obviously some hatred and some trash talk, but Auburn has been ultra trash talking this week. The players
ultra.
Yeah, they've been ultra trash talking this week. So DeMarcus Riddick, who is one of the linebackers for Auburn, first he said that Ryan Williams was nothing special, and that he sees him as just another player. And then he then said that Jalen Milroe is not faster than him, and that he's going to have issues with DeMarcus Riddick. And then he also said that while he's in his tenure at Auburn, Auburn will not lose to Alabama. So that he was bold and loud and clear, which then Jalen Milroe after practice was asked by the media about this, and he said, "I don't even know who that is." So the trash talk has been very high this week, and also Perry Thompson, one of the freshman receivers for Auburn, took a screenshot of a side-by-side of Jalen Milroe's stats and Peyton Thorne's stats and posted it on Twitter trying to say that Peyton Thorne's a better quarterback than Jalen Milroe. So, yeah, it's been fun to watch, you know, but a lot of people have also chimed
well, now
in.
Wait, how do the stats line up?
The passing stats said they were better. He didn't include the rushing stats, though. Well, Jalen Milroe is obviously the much better quarterback. But, you know, a lot of people have been chiming in and saying, does Auburn really need to be trash-talking when they're sitting at a 5-6? You know, but obviously that's going to be how it is with the Iron Bowl week. So what can you expect? But, yeah, I thought that was really funny, and it's going to make for a great game, too, when there's, you know, hatred behind it, as always with the Iron Bowl.
It's the Iron Bowl, man. That game has a life of its own. It's like it has its own climate.
Yeah.
It's just different.
People shoot each other over the Iron Bowl.
And apparently we hit the button just on time. There it is. Can't even get the sound effect right now because we're going to the music. All right, listen, taking a break. We're coming right back. It's time for the Grand Council with Jeff Poore, Scott Buttram, and little old me. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.